I am Frank Vaughn. It is April 9th, 2025, and it's pretty bad. And you live in a time that you look at your shrinking gut and you think to yourself, I am running out of savings. I've actually put a dollar value on my stomach and how much of a savings account it is. So let me just tell you at the start that if you're obese and you're overweight and you're fat right now, good for you. You have savings you didn't even realize you had. You might need them. First up today, we got to talk about some media and celebrity stupidity. Mike Myers has crawled out from under whatever rock it is that he lives under. Where has he been for the last 5, 10 years? I have no idea. But now he's the face of Canada wearing a proud Canadian Tire shirt. Canadian Tire, whose inventory is only 20% Canadian. The same Canadian Tire that absolutely hates hiring Canadians. Ontario investigating a recruiter in Alberta who helps supply low-wage foreign workers to Canadian Tire. Written by Vanmala Subramaniam, Future of Work reporter. I wonder if this person's subsidized by the federal government. Published November 25th, 2024. So back to our friend Mike Myers. Now this one's a doozy. I really should have talked about this yesterday, but I have to talk about it today. Globalnews.ca, using that term news loosely, Liberal leader Mark Carney has been targeted by a Chinese state-backed information operation on social media, federal officials say. And the subtext is Carney targeted. They use the word targeted twice in by Chinese WeChat operation in Canada. The operation promotes Mark Carney. It promotes his credentials. It promotes him as a solution to the United States. It supports him. Foreign money on our soil being spent to back Mark Carney, as we've been saying on this channel since before he was leader of the Liberal Party, that this was the Davos man and that this is the Chinese man. Continuing, Toronto Star is the closest headline I could find to the actual truth, and it's still way off base. Mark Carney targeted, there's that word targeted again, by Chinese news account on WeChat. Foreign interference watchdog warns it found two instances where the platform's largest news account, Yuli Yumanmian, amplified information about Carney. Targeted. The use of the word targeted is specifically designed to mislead low information voters who don't read. They just read headlines on their Google News app. Now, here's the piece de la resistance. Security officials report a Beijing-linked online operation focused on Carney, popular WeChat account intended to influence Chinese communities in Canada, task force concluded. They don't tell you. The headline is the most important bit. The subtext is supposed to be the second most important bit. When I grew up and I went to high school, I should say when I went to high school before I grew up, they taught us how to construct a well-written article. You put the most important bits up front and you bury the least important bits. It was called the journalistic burger, the article burger. I can't remember what the hell it was called, but I remember you put the important stuff first. So let's read the first three lines of the article itself. Federal security officials say they found an online information operation linked to the Chinese government that focused on Liberal leader Mark Carney. Focused on. It's like the use of the word targeted and then focused, as though it's a gangst. The Security and Intelligence Threats to Election Task Force says it traced the operation to Yuli Yumian, the most popular news account on the social media platform WeChat. Intelligence reports link Yuli Yumian account to the Chinese Communist Party's Central Political and Legal Affairs Commission. A background document released Monday, we're in the fourth paragraph now, by the Privy Council Office said narratives were spread on WeChat amplifying Carney's stance on the United States and targeting his experience and credentials. By the fourth paragraph, we actually get to the meat of what's going on here. The Chinese Communist Party officially supporting Mark Carney and promoting him here in Canada. Why do you think that's happening? And more, why do you think your news media is lying to you about it? Here's another supposed headline from CBC. Bear saves fish from drowning. Follow CBC for more news. It's not just the CBC, though. It's the entire media party in this country. They all support the communist Chinese. They all support Davos, and they all support the liberal parties. It's the biggest brainwashing exercise in the history of this country, and Mark Carney is going to end any semblance of freedom and prosperity we have in this country. He will take away our voices, and we won't even be able to criticize. This is Soviet-level disgusting. It should turn everybody's stomach and make everybody realize in this country there's only one choice in this election. You got to vote conservative. You cannot reward this. You cannot reward the communist Chinese. But Frank, you might say, Pierre Poilievre's the same. Look at him catering to minority groups, bringing it home in the Khalsa Day parade in Etobicoke. Now, I just want to make a quick comment about this response here. Nothing to see here, just a religious group calling for Canada to become a Muslim nation under Sharia law. These are Sikhs, my friend. The problem with the Sikh population is the component that are Khalistani supremacists. They want to carve out a piece of Canada for a Khalistani republic or Khalistani state. There's enough ethnic and minority groups in this country who all want to make claims against our future. We can afford to be specific about each individual threat. But I digress. For one thing, Poilievre's never been to the WEF. He's never been to Davos. He's never given a speech there. There are no actual credible links to him and the WEF. He has said that he would ban the WEF from his government. He's also, people want to criticize John Baird, who was part of the WEF Global Leaders. He's not there anymore. He's not on the campaign. When that came out, he left or was fired, one or the other. Either way, Poilievre's not the guy that the Chinese Communist Party is promoting. Poilievre is not the guy that the Americans want to win. The media doesn't want Poilievre. Nobody, none of the establishment, none of the big powers want Poilievre, and even the fringe minority, which is what the PPC is, don't want Poilievre to win. They're spending all of their resources trying to beat this guy. This is Canada's last chance. If you actually believe in this country, you got to take this chance. And the word chance, that's exactly what it is. It's the same with Trump and Harris. Trump represented a chance. Harris represented a guarantee of doom. The chance could fail. The dice roll might not go your way, but this is the one we've got. And through this, we can create something new on the other side if we have to do that. But the fact is, all the big money, all the oligarchs, everybody in the world, all the bad actors are united against this guy. Now, let's have a realistic assessment here for a moment. We are four decades plus into official multiculturalism, and nothing like the last 10 years has ever occurred in this country. We kicked the door wide open, not to Europeans who share certain values with us, not all values. We have more values in common with the Americans than anybody else, but Canada's in this huge state of denial about how close we are to the United States. Literally, they're right there beside us. But I digress. Two-thirds of our immigration is coming from India, China, the Arab world, places that don't have any cultural linkages to the countries that we have built. The boomers are the ones that are most likely to vote liberal. That's just statistical reality. The oldest of old stock Canadians vote liberal. So how exactly is Poilievre supposed to win the election when these people who their news comes from the television? I know many of them. They're in their 70s and their 80s. They vote in large numbers. They got nothing else to do. They stare at the TV all day and they think that that's the real world. That's why these headlines that I showed you, they get away with it. Because these people are low information voters, the lowest of the low. And they're the pathway to power for the liberals. Not these people. This represents the opportunity for the conservatives to win. How do you expect them to form a government if they can't get voters? That's what they're doing. That's the game they play. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. I hate the game myself. The whole notion of politics and pandering and everything else, it disgusts me. But if you want power, if you intend to win, this is the game you got to play sometimes. And by the way, this goes back to 2023. So I think that that's instructive too. What's Poilievre doing today? What are his rallies today? What is he saying today? What are the policies? What's the position of the Conservative Party? And far more important than any of that stuff, because I know there's certain things that I've talked about on my channel, the things I don't like about the Conservative Party. Who is arrayed against the Conservatives? Who is desperate to get them defeated? All of the bad actors in the world want this man to lose. That's enough for me. Now, the news out right now, Trump 90-day tariff pause and the Dow is up 2,100. This is Trump blinking. Don't get it wrong. The coordination that was coming together between the EU, Canada, the rest of the world, and more importantly, China, was enough that it was actually threatening, legitimately threatening the prospects of the U.S. economy, not just a bump in the road recession, but like a major meltdown. There is a scenario, and you need to understand this, that if the world comes together to oppose America's realignment, and there actually is significant reason why the world would come together, not just as globalists, but as individual nation states, with America trying to suck all the capital back into the United States and trying to do so aggressively. I think Trump recognizes that he's only got 4 years, and he realizes with the backdrop of the last 8 years what's at stake and how quickly he's got to move to try and get things done. He's months into his administration now. Maybe he's feeling the pressure. But this, so it's a 90-day pause on everybody except China. So he wants to deal directly with China. It's a pause on Canada. It's a pause on the EU. It's an opportunity to see what might actually be workable in the world. But why did he do this? And this is the most important thing. Bonds were cratering. The American dollar was getting weaker. Stocks were being routed. Crypto was being destroyed. For those of you who don't understand these things, Trump is counting on being able to have lower interest rates through this hiccup, which he has called a little bump in the road, having lower interest rates on the backside to help make this all even out. Easy capital, quantitative easing, so that as the money comes back in, there's a ready pool of capital for businesses to rebuild in the United States. It's a great plan. But if bonds are getting weaker, interest rates aren't going down. They're only going to go up. Trump's reading the tea leaves here. This is why guys like Musk are saying that tariffs are not the instantaneous best solution to Americans' economic woes. It's not this magic bullet. And I think Trump has recognized this, which is why he has announced this pause. The main geopolitical adversary that the United States faces is China. China, which is backing Mark Carney to be prime minister. If I live in a nation here in Canada where the majority of the population believes that China is a good alternative to the United States, we got to leave this country. We got to break it up. The West has got to go. That's it. It's over. Because there's no way I want to live under a communist government. Maybe there's people in this country. Maybe there's millions of people in the East who want that. I got to believe there's millions more in the West who don't want that. Now, we are talking about this from a Canadian perspective, but I need to remind you of the headwinds that the Trump administration faces. Trump declares Biden's Otto Penn signed pardons void. So the preemptive pardons that Biden handed out to the bad COVID actors and many other people in the administration supposedly to protect them, backdated to 2014, long before Trump entered politics. If you don't know by now that the Bidens were one of the most corrupt administrations elected in one of the most corrupt elections in 2020, I don't know. I don't even think we really need to go over that. But he declared those pardons void. But this guy is still out there. Fauci touts the next outbreak. Footage has emerged of Anthony Fauci telling an audience at the New Orleans Book Festival, where he was hawking his COVID book, that there will be a new pandemic in the near future, and it will be a respiratory virus with a higher rate of morbidity than COVID. He's still out there shilling books. He's still out there getting contracts. He's still doing his thing. The architect, one of the principal people working hand in hand with the WHO, which Trump, again, celebrating his accolades, removed the United States from the WHO yet again. He's still out there promoting himself. He hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been held accountable. He hasn't been sued by anybody. He has perfect immunity. And even though Trump said that those Otto Penn signatures were void, nothing has actually happened. This trade war, as we just highlighted, imposing these tariffs, targeting the Chinese. What if Trump, in blinking, in this 90-day pause, what if it's just time for his enemies, which is pretty much the entire world, to come together to more closely coordinate with the United States? Make no mistake, a 90-day pause is a sign of weakness. It's a sign that he overplayed his hand, and now he's got to try and consolidate yet again. We are looking at what is the horrible discovery Doge has made. So we are now in April. Trump was sworn in January. That's February, March, April. We're 3-4 months in. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been charged for all this fraud that Doge is finding. we haven't heard about this horrible discovery, but a lot of the things that they've been talking about are horrible enough. Where's the accountability? They found how many computer terminals that could just print money out of nothing? Even bypassing the central bank, they could just create money. Elon Musk called them magic money printers. What's going on? Where's the arrests? Where's the accountability? When are we going to see some of these things? There are folks who have been telling us to trust the plan since before Trump was elected the first time. Trust the plan. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Saying that this is all in a movie. Sit back and enjoy the show. Have you figured out that it's not all pre-planned yet? That there is a lot of unknowns? That this is a very fluid world, a very changing dynamic, moving from unipolarity, as we have been for the last two decades, into a multipolar world where everybody is fighting for a share of a diminishing pie, because it is a diminishing pie. The resources of the world are finite, and there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of nations who want those resources. Things are reorganizing and may lead to a catastrophic conflict, especially considering the United States is committed to prosecuting the separation from China. It ain't going to be easy. China's got a foothold not just in Canada, but in the United States. They're not going to just voluntarily pull up stakes and leave. It's going to be a conflict, and conflicts are unpredictable by their nature. This is an article that I highlighted the other day. USS Carl Vinson enters Indian Ocean to join war against Yemen. There are people who say that this second carrier group is there because there's an imminent war on Iran coming. That may be true, but I don't think it's imminent. I think what's more than likely to happen is you only need one carrier group to bomb Yemen into eternity. With an intact supply chain, they can be bombing the Houthis for years without needing anybody else. The second carrier group is going to support, I think, direct invasion of Saudi troops and maybe other Arab troops into Yemen to try and solve this Houthi problem. I don't want to get into the particulars too much, but this is a sign of a fluid situation. This is a sign of a changing world. Nothing is guaranteed. That's all I'm trying to say. But one thing, this headline, back to Canada for a minute, family dumbfounded after BC home invasion suspect released on bail. I covered in a previous video how somebody was stabbed in the morning and the person that stabbed them, they ran into on the street later that afternoon. This is revolving door so-called justice in this country. This is one of those places where Polyev may have an impact. Now, build the jails isn't a really good campaign slogan. So he's gone with get tough on crime or whatever the sloganeering is that they've decided to go with. But building the jails is what we need to do. We got to clean our streets. We got to get the addicts off our public transit. People are getting harassed everywhere. I'm actually going to read a user comment for a minute. This is Bats Fine VT, and I read this while I was having my coffee this morning. I only leave my house to go to work to visit family. It's more than enough to see the effects on the downtown core. I've been grabbed, I've been assaulted, and I've watched it happen to other women. We have a recently established police station so that cops can function as foot patrol, and yet arrests are minimal, even with footage collected from storefront cameras. Arrests are minimal because justice isn't being served in the country. A lot of the times, the police are doing their job. It's the courts. Their hands are tied. A cop can go, can make an arrest, collect all the evidence, but the courts release the criminals back onto the streets, and they do it all over the country. We were all against victim blaming 10 years ago, but now rape denial is the norm. The LGBT are defending people who would sooner throw them off a roof. It's true. It's true. Do you think the Muslim world cares about gay rights? Cares about trans rights? It's delusional. Palestinians, in general, do not care about your sexual orientation and expression. They're probably happy to use you as a convenient political tool right now, but make no mistake about their plans for you. It's easy for liberal boomers to bury their heads in the sand. They're wealthy, drip-fed government-funded news by the CBC. The truth is on public transit, the streets, and in hospitals. I can only imagine how awful it is on college campuses now. I wonder how many women are being silenced by the 1 in 5 crowd. Really powerful words, really well written. There's only one thing I'll take issue with, and it's not a big issue. All the liberal boomers, they're not all wealthy. a lot of them are pinching pennies like everybody else. But you're right. They are completely propagandized. They're completely hypnotized by the CBC. They believe that it's the threat of Donald Trump. They believe that it's the threat of the Conservative Party that's actually robbing them. They're blind to the fact that the party in power is what is destroying the value of their pensions and destroying the value of their savings, if they're lucky to even have them. Because a lot of these people, they're living paycheck to paycheck like everybody else. They're literally relying on charity to keep themselves fed. I know several of them, and I can't help them. And sometimes it breaks my heart. This country's falling apart. And there's no guarantees at all that Trump is going to be ultimately victorious. I want to see America prosper. I want to see Fortress North America. I want to see closer integration with the United States to the exclusion of the world. Damn them all. They got their own problems to deal with. We got our problems right here. It's a multipolar world. It's time for a little bit of isolationism. I'm all about it. But what if it doesn't work? There are people who think voting for Carney hastens the decline of the nation. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that the cavalry is coming from the United States. If they're besought by enemies on all sides, Canada could fall by the wayside. You could just find yourself in a communist hellhole, ruled directly by China. And that, too, is a form of hubris. Which is why you should hedge. Vote for the conservatives. What's the worst you get? More of the same? Then you're in the exact same boat and we're doing the exact same work. Nothing changes. But there is an opportunity, that comment that we just read, to have safer streets, to end the safe supply madness, to maybe interrupt the drug flows and make it safe for people. Every time my family has to make a trip into the city, I feel like I'm going into a war zone. And you can't just point fingers at the provinces. The federal government would like you to just blame provinces for this, like you to blame conservative premiers. They're not controlling the justice system. The criminal code is penned by the federal government, and its enforcement is dictated by their edicts. We got to start putting people in jail anymore, or more. Again, we have to start putting people in jail again. We have to stop treating addicts like they're some poor victim. They're not victims. They make a choice, especially when they're harassing people and grabbing people and robbing people and stealing people. You know methamphetamine? It turns people into psychopaths. They'll lie. They'll steal. They'll cheat just to get the next hit. They screw over their families, but they also screw over the addict right beside them. There's plenty of videos on YouTube you can watch where people go in to these high, homeless, addicted populations, and they tell stories about rape, sexual assault, robbery, assault. Like, it's horrifying. And they do it to each other, as well as victimizing people who are just trying to live their lives. That we can improve. That we can move forward on. The CPC represents a choice. And again, to reemphasize, everybody wants them beat. Every bad actor wants them to lose. And that should be enough. It really should be. There's nothing more to say. If you value my work, please consider a donation so I can keep doing it. Thank you. And I will see you in the next one. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.